The Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph discusses the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird before taking the children. And the Gemara talks about how one physically goes about fulfilling this mitzvah. The Gemara says, "Bameh mishalcha." How do you actually send away the mother bird before taking the kids? And the Gemara brings machlekes. One man the Yomar says, "Biragleha," with its feet. And the other man the Yomar says, "Ba'agafeha," with its wings. Now the question is, what is the machlekes over here? What is one man the Yomar saying with its feet? One man the Yomar saying with his wings? What's the machlekes? So this is a very important machlekes rishonim as to how to explain the machlekes over here in the Gemara. Rashi brings two opinions, but Rashi's opinion that he is machriya like lemaisa is the following mahalach. Says Rashi, the question is, what type of sending away is sufficient to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein? If you send away the mother bird by merely making it walk away, but not actually flying away, is that enough to mekayim the mitzvah? The first man the Yomar says, biragleha, with your feet, even with its feet. When if it goes away with its feet, it doesn't fly away, that's adequate. You're mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore, according to the first opinion, if you clip its wings in a way where it's unable to fly anymore, all it's able to do is walk, that's enough. As long as it goes away, even if it merely walks away, you're mekayim the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein, even though it cannot fly away. The second man the Omar holds, no. The agafeha, you have to make it fly away. And only then is that a valid shiluach. If it merely walks away, but it doesn't fly away, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, if you clip its wings in a way that it's unable to fly away, you are not mekayim the mitzvah shiluach HaKein. That's the shita of Rashi. Rashi brings a different pshat, and this is the apparent shita of the Rambam as well, that the machlekes is an entirely different machlekes. And the machlekes is, what part of the animal are you supposed to physically hold when sending it away? This mother bird, are you supposed to take it by its feet? Biragleha or biragafeha? Are you supposed to take it by its wings when sending away? That is the machlekes according to the Rambam, the Pashtus of the Rambam at least, and according to one Lashon and Rashi. In other words, the Rashi's two approaches is, number one, is the machlekes how the animal is supposed to leave the premises. Is it supposed to actually fly away, or is it enough if it merely walks away by its feet? Or is the shaila over here how you're physically supposed to hold the mother bird when making it fly away? Is it supposed to be held by its wings, dafka, or even by its feet? So that's the machlekes rishonim as to how to interpret this gemara over here in Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. The Goyin over there in Yerodea and some enriched Tzadik Beis is Medayik from the Rambam, as we mentioned, like this Loshon and Rashi, that the machlekes is what part of the animal are you supposed to grab when chucking it away, the feet or the wings. The Rambam says you're supposed to grab it by its wings and you throw it away. And then you're mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Now, the Chasam Sofer is Medayik from this Rambam, that there's a tremendous nafkamina lemaisa as to how a person is mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein according to the Rambam and according to Rashi. There's a tremendous nafkamina. According to Rashi, says the Chasam Sofer, you don't have to physically take the mother bird and throw it away. There's nothing that you have to do physically on the animal. All you have to do is, let's say, take a stick, hit its nest, and make it fly away. That is sufficient mekayim the mitzvah. According to Rashi, you don't need to physically take the animal, take the bird, and throw it away. All you have to do is cause it to fly away. So therefore, if you yell at it, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says in Derech Emunah, according to Rashi, you're mekayim the mitzvah. The Chasam Sofer says, you hit the nest. As long as you're goyrim, you cause the animal to flee, you're mekayim the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein. According to the Rambam, no, you have to physically take the animal in your possession, you have to grab it, and throw it away. That's how the Chasam Sofer learns the machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. Mela says the Chasam Sofer, an interesting halacha. Halacha lemaisa, says the Chasam Sofer, you're not allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, according to the Rambam, it's muksa, the mother bird, and you have to take it in your hand to mekayim the mitzvah, and you're not allowed to touch it, it's muksa. So mela, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein like the Rambam, because it's Muksa, and says the Chasam Sofer, L'kuli Yalma, you're really not allowed to do Shiluach Kain on Shabbos. Because even according to Rashi, you don't have to physically take it in your hand, therefore it's not a Shaila of Muksa, but still, it's a Shaila of Tzod. You might have to be in violation of Tzod when you capture it, and therefore, you have to be careful, you should not do Shiluach Kain on Shabbos. The Chasam Sofer adds then a different reason why you shouldn't do Shiluach Kain on Shabbos, because he says, for the Zohar HaKadosh says, that part of the Inyan, the concept of Shiluach HaKein, is that you cause the mother to cry over its children. And that's Ma'iri Rachme Shamayim, that Hashem sees that he's also the parent and he's crying on his kids in Golos. And it's something that's Ma'iri Midas HaRachmim in Shamayim. And you're not supposed to be Goyrim crying and pain on Shabbos. And therefore you shouldn't be doing Shiluach HaKein on Shabbos. The truth is that the Marit also says that you shouldn't do Shiluach HaKein on Shabbos. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains other reasons why you're not allowed to do Shiluach HaKein on Shabbos. He says because you're, according to some Peskim, in order to be the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein, after sending them away the mother bird, you have to actually take the kids. And taking the kids, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, could be a problem of Muksa. Because during Bina Shmoshes, during the onset of Shabbos, the mother was on the birds and you were unable to take them. So they were Muksa during Bina Shmoshes. The Oid, he says, it could be after, if you hold that you have to take the kids after sending away the mother, then you're not allowed to do a kinyan on Shabbos. You're not allowed to acquire something on Shabbos. And therefore, Chaim Kanievsky says that even without the svar of the Chasam Sofer, a person should not be mekayim the mitzvah shluch kin on Shabbos. At any rate, this is the machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi, according to the understanding of the Chasam Sofer, whether you have to actually grab onto the animal and send it away, according to the Rambam, and according to Rashi, all you have to do is cause it to go away, even if you merely bang with on the nest with the stick and cause it to fly away. The Tshuvas Kapei Aaron in Yerodea Simin Yud brings down that other Rishonim as well are mashma like the Rambam, that you have to physically take the animal in your hands and throw it away to mekayim the mitzvah. And in fact, there's a famous tshuva from the Rashba in Aleph Yud Ches, where the Rashba is explaining why certain mitzvahs we find a bracha on its performance and certain mitzvahs we don't. And the Rambam famously says, you know, on tzedakah you don't recite a bracha before giving tzedakah because it's totally beyond the chayrim. The mekabel, the ani, might not receive it, and therefore you don't know for sure when you make the bracha that the mitzvah will be fulfilled because it's totally bedas achirim. You need someone else to receive it in order to actually implement the fulfillment of the mitzvah. The Rashba over there says, also, when you have a mitzvah that needs an aveira for it to be fulfilled, it's like a mitzvah haboba aveira, you need an aveira to be violated in order to mekayim the mitzvah. That type of mitzvah you don't recite a bracha on because it's something that it's not really something that we're so proud of, this type of mitzvah, because it only comes about when an aveira is violated. One of the examples is hashavas gzeila. It's veheshivas gzeila. It's a mitzvah, but you don't make a bracha because you have to steal in order to become the mitzvah veheshivas gzeila, and you have to be over and alav. Says the Rashba, another example of this concept is the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. No bracha should be recited on the mitzvah of shiluach hakein. Why, says the Rashba, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, you first have to violate an isser. Because you have to take the mother in your hands before sending it away. Because you have to physically send it away. So that means you have to take it first in your hands, and then you're already over on the isser of lesikach aim. You're not allowed to take the aim while the kids are there. And therefore, you're first over the isser, and then you're mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore, since it comes about, this mitzvah, through the violation of an isser, no bracha should be recited. The Avud Raham also says like this Rashba. So you see from the Avud Raham and the Rashba, they're assuming like the Rambam, that in order to mekayim the mitzvah shluch ken, you have to physically take the mother and send it away. And more than that, they're saying a tremendous chiddush. They're saying that the only way for a person to be mekayim the mitzvah shluch ken is if you first violate the isser by taking the mother in your hands, which is also, you're not allowed to take the mother when the kids are on, you know, beneath the mother. And therefore, they say that the entire kiyum mitzvah entails first violating an isser, and that's why, says the Rashba, no bracha should be recited. However, we should point out that there are rishonim that do assume that in order to mekayim the mitzvah of shiluach ken, you have to physically take it in your hand and throw it away. But nonetheless, they hold that there's no violation of the lav when you do so. Because since you're only taking it in order to mekayim the mitzvah, in order to send it away, that's not a violation of taking the aim, taking the mother bird over the kid birds, because over here you're not taking it for keeps. You're taking it in order to fulfill the mitzvah by sending it away. And as they state in Sefer Charedim, the Sefer Charedim says, and the Ravid also says like this, that when you take the aim, when you take the mother bird in order to send it away, you should be mechaven not to be koine, not to take it for yourself, not to violate the Isser, but rather I'm only intending to take it in my hand in order to send it away to mekayim the mitzvah. So they hold that there's no Isser at all that's being violated when you take it in your hand, since you're only taking your hand to mekayim the mitzvah by subsequently sending it away. However, in spite of the fact that we have this Chassam Sofer, that's medayik from the Rambam, that he disagrees with Rashi, and he holds that you have to physically take it in your hand before sending it away. And the Goin in Bir Agron, Simon Reish Tzadik Beis, also assumes like this in the Rambam. However, many Achroinim do not understand the Rambam like this. And they understand that even the Rambam concedes that you don't need to actually take the mother bird in your hands and physically send it away to mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKein. And even if, let's say, you take the stick and you hit the nest and it causes it to go away, or you yell at it and it causes it to go away, even with that maisa of merely causing it to leave and get sent away, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKein. And they very cogently argue that the Beis Yosef brings down from the tour that you could hit it on the nest and send it away without actually physically taking it in your hand and throwing it away. And they note that the Beis Yosef doesn't mention anywhere that the Rambam disagrees, and that the Rambam requires you to physically take the mother bird and send it away in order to mekayim the mitzvah. And it's mashma, say they say the Poskim, that the Beis Yosef doesn't hold that the Rambam has this requirement. And even according to the Rambam, many Achorinim hold, not like the Chassam Sofer, that you could, in fact, fulfill the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKein even if you don't physically take the mother and send it away. So why does the Rambam use that Lashon that you're mekayim the mitzvah by taking it in your hand and physically sending it away? You're taking it b'chnafel, you take it by its wings and you chuck it. So Rav Moshe Sternberg in Tshuvas Van Hugges has an interesting svara, and he says that if you take a look at the flow in the Rambam, it might become clear as to why the Rambam uses that Lashon. Says Rav Moshe Sternbach, the Rambam, in fact, is referring to a case where you were over the Isser and you took the aim. And the Rambam is saying, how do I rectify that Isser? This is a lav hanitek laseh. This is a lav that could be rectified by subsequently fulfilling the mitzvah if you were over on the lav. Now, how do you do that? When you were over on the lav by physically taking it in your hand, in that case, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah by physically sending it away, by taking it in your hand, because that is the way how to undo the Isser, which was done by physically taking it. But says Rav Moshe Sternbach, if you were never over on the Isser, and you never took it from the nest, then you can mekayim the mitzvah by sending it away, even if you don't physically take it and send it away, even if you're goyrim that it should leave, you, let's say, hit it on the nest, you hit the nest with a stick, you yell at it, even then, you are mekayim the mitzvah according to the Rambam if you weren't previously over on the Isser. That is the sheet of Rav Moshe Sternbach. Fakert, some poskim say, that you should dafka not take it in your hands to mekayim the mitzvah, because as we mentioned, some rishonim hold that if you take it in your hands to mekayim the mitzvah, you're automatically first over on the lav of taking the aim al habonim, of taking the mother while the children are still there, because since you took it in your hand physically, so even though you intended to subsequently throw it away, some Rishonim hold that you're over on the Isra, as we mentioned, the Rajman and the Avudraham. And therefore, some place can say that Faket, you should dafka be goyim that it should leave and not physically take it in your hand when sending it away. At any rate, this is a machlekes ha-paiskim. Many paiskim say lemaisa that a person shouldn't make a bracha, because if you take it in your hand physically, so it's a machlekes rishonim if you're over on the Isser. So mistama, it would be better to just be goyim that it should leave. You shouldn't take it physically in your hand. You should rather hit the nest with a stick or something of that nature to cause the bird to leave. But if you do so, according to many rishonim, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, because according to many rishonim, you have to physically take it in your hand and chuck it. So therefore, many places can say that lechatchilu, you should be choishish for the shittas and you shouldn't make a bracha. You should send it away, not taking it physically because you don't want to be over in the Isser, and according to some, you shouldn't be over in the Isser, But you shouldn't make a bracha because some Rishonim hold that you have to take it physically in order to mekayim the mitzvah. So this is a machlekes apayiskim, whether you should make a bracha l'maisa or not. Many apayiskim assume that in fact you should not make a bracha because of these sveikis, because it's not exactly clear how to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of shiluach hakein. Okay.